Dreamy Willie and the Trinity of Cows. I was certain there would be a cloud and a burst of light, and God would bring the calf in the cloud out of the light. The Autobiography of W.B. Yeats. The field in the half moonlight is a net of grass water holding tepid light, as if the stars had sent us their dead. This was where the pale cow had staggered an hour before, ribs glossed to breaking with long-held breaths, each exhalation sounding, to the boy, like her perturbed astonishment at finding herself to be a cow after all. The boy had come here to wait for God. Flat on his belly for 2 hours now, heartbeat huge in the spindly rowboat of his ribs, now in the milk light of evening and the milk light of dawn chills to a Celtic blue, exactly as the skies ought to before their ancient maker steps down into the waiting world. He'd already rehearsed his embellishments for the retelling, ready to say how God came with the calf in one ruddy, muscled arm and a gleaming confusion of bilberries and apples cradled in the other, and how even the scrubby pines had choired mightily at the mystery. As if to reproach the pagan embroidery of this reverie, the cow bawls out a warning, nose tipped back to a violet rent in a bank of clouds above the pines, answering it with her own cumulus of mucus, a thrilled, viscous heralding. The boy's body becomes all expectation, potential, the neat clock spring of a sprout packed in a seed case. He feels the benevolence of the flattened grass under him taking over his heart's rhythm, dividing the labor between the thousand share of their inchling respirations. The clouds sink closer to the earth. Another bovine ball, and her forelegs collapse beneath her in a sudden mea culpa. Oh, for what transgressions may a cow require absolution? Her hindquarters follow suit, and her chuffing trunk is laid low, tail quirked and raised in a hairy cursive loop, an oculus through which he may witness his coming. At first, the boy, in his anxious audit of the treetops, misses the initial dilation and the strange wet fist pressing itself out of her flesh. But then a rude splutter end-stops the phrase of his anticipation, the noise too prolonged to be abrupt, more like a lingering drawing in of broth. There seems at first to be a sudden shadow obscuring the spectral thighs of the cow. But then the boy's vision adjusts to horror. The creature is pushing a black, slick miniature of its own self out of its body, a sin-darkened incarnation which it chose only now to cast off. Or was the large alabaster animal, the decorous cloister from which the other was now wrenching itself? The blood on the white hide could mean anything. The cow rises to its feet again, the lanky forelegs of the other dangling down like clappers, its body all slippery joint and skin, a drowned tinker's sack. The boy is gone from closed fist to floating feather over a chasm. He's dangling there with the creature above the ground, certain its hooves will split open the earth where they touch down. Suddenly, the head on each end of the heaving body turns, looking itself in the eye for the first time with a slow and liquid gaze, pouring into itself, two floods meeting in an abysmal muteness that is half erasure and half incarnation. Then the golden light seizes them. The air fills with blood and milk and water. His back feels warm. The world behind him is already in flames.